This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
If Democrats are winning, they sure don't act like winners. They act like scared people who are going to get found out. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson. So you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. They got a lot of problems, these leftists do, more than you can imagine. Let's keep it real. Would you really want to be a part of that hot mess that's going on over there? Need a recap? Well, Kamala Harris, embarrassment in where? Honduras or somewhere? Central America? South America? An embarrassment. We'll get more into it in just a bit. But you've probably seen the clips or heard something about it. I eat no for breakfast, Kamala Harris. You know, that woman, sister girl, wholly unprepared to be vice president and knows that she's not. Greeted with a sign going into wherever she was that said, "We know you cheated. Trump is the real president." She can't escape, but they think they can get away from it here because the media is complicit and will help them out. People know all around the world that Trump remains the president of the United States. What an embarrassment that she goes around the world and people know she's illegitimate. They know the coup occurred. Wow. Just keeping it real. You want some evidence? Republicans sweeping races. They never thought they could win. Republicans swept key races for mayor in Texas, setting back Democrat hopes that the state's urban areas will deliver statewide majorities for them in the future. Most shocking, McAllen, Texas. I went to school down there in Harlingen. 150,000 people, 85% Hispanic. Republicans elected their first mayor ever. This is a group that's supposed to help them out. Supposed to get these Democrats out of the doldrums. They're supposed to own the cities. How good are they doing? We talked about it last, I'll talk about it a little bit more, but the violence, I talk about it all the time, so it isn't like it's a new topic for us. Violence on top of violence. These cities, the city leaders don't care. So, 85% Hispanic town, McAllen, Texas. I've competed in that town, run track there, played football there. And those Mexicans said, we're done. Oh, by the way, practically a border town. McAllen is. Republicans, man. People are done. And what are they doing? What are the left doing? They got to make excuses. If they didn't have a media machine and a social media Gestapo doing things for them, they would never win a political race. You would know the truth about the Wu flu and where it started, which, by the way, we could talk about Fauci for an entire day and not get to all the things that little fraud did. Just want you to be aware. Gas prices are up due to unexpectedly high demand during the COVID-19 economic recovery, is what AP and PolitiFact wrote. Gas prices are up because Joe Biden closed the Keystone Pipeline, has a very non-friendly energy policy towards anything that's not considered a renewable energy, has increased our dependence on foreign energy, and I could go on. That's why it's up. It has nothing to do with COVID. COVID kept people, the Wu flu, kept people in their homes, not driving, etc. Well, Kevin, that proves the point. They weren't using gas, supply and demand. No, that doesn't prove the point. It proves the point that there was a lot of gasoline out there. Because people weren't moving around. It should be cheaper. They're up. They always got to make an excuse for Biden. If gas prices went up under Trump, what do you think they'd say? Would they write this? Gas prices are the highest they've been in about 6 years for several reasons, according to multiple fact checkers. One of the main factors is there's an extremely high demand for gas now that the U.S. economy has started to recover. As I said, what were they doing with it before? It should have been stored up. That's not... The gas is being produced whether you're using it or not. You ever seen those pump jacks? They don't go, well, let's cut them off because ain't nobody using them right now. They pump all the oil as much as they can all the time. According to Associated Press and PolitiFact, the Associated Press also reports that the cyber attack and subsequent closure of the Colonial Pipeline earlier in May is contributing to current gas prices. Yeah, right. Let me tell you what's contributing to the current gas prices more than anything. Biden's dementia. They go on. According to multiple fact checkers, gas prices have had nothing to do with President Biden's policies, which tells you right there, it has everything to do with Biden's policies. Wow. I'm floored every time I look at the news. That's why I tell you guys all the time, I do my very best to not click on their stuff, to just look at the headlines. I don't buy into it at all. I counter every argument. My producers got me that. I hadn't even read that article, read what I read to you, and I was already ahead of it. I'm not trying to say how good I am, but I am good. But I was ahead of it. They don't want to let you know that Joe Biden is the reason why you're being impacted. The inflation you're feeling, that house you can no longer afford, that car that you thought you were going to get and not, that vacation you thought you were going to take, it's not Biden's fault. It's your fault. I'm just telling you, it's going to be fun to watch. I mentioned Kamala Harris, and we'll talk a little bit about her, but just in the sense of how she's just one of Biden's minions. But we're going to really get into these Bidens because there's a lot of pressure that's going to get put on these people. I don't know who are the people who hold the keys to the kingdom over the Bidens, but I'm beginning to sense that they're losing a bit of faith. We'll find out here in a bit. We come back, we're going to talk about Kamala Harris' trip into Latin America, and we're going to talk about these Bidens.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get 2 bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call PetJoy right now. 800-929-9960. 800-929-9960. 800-929-9960. That's 800-929-9960. Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-328-9420. 800-328-9420. 800-328-9420. Again, that's 800-328-9420.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Our next question will come from Maria Fernanda at Univision.
Thank you, Madam Vice President. For me, it's an honor because I actually got to vote for the first time as a nationalized citizen. I voted for you. So my question is, what would you say to these women, those mothers, and also women of color on both sides of the border, farmers, many of them who I see every day, as a message of hope, but also as what will you do for them in the next coming years?
That's a great question, and thank you.
They might as well have been asking a Miss America contestant that stupid question. A fake Univision reporter gets into the press conference and asks a fake vice president that stupid question. What would you say to mothers of color on both sides of the border? What would you do for them in the next couple of years as a message of hope? The first thing I would say is, I only represent the women on this side of the border. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. This is Joe Biden's number two. Yeah. That's a great question, and thank you. I love it that a fake reporter asked a fake vice president the question, because it just drives home the very issue that we're talking about. Fakes, illusionists, magicians. They issued a statement. The reporter does not work at Uninoticias or Univision. Daniel Coronel, president of Univision Noticias, released a statement following the presser. Maria Fernanda Reyes does not work at their media organization. I made a statement earlier in the broadcast. I said, in Guatemala, Kamala Harris was greeted with a sign, Kamala, Trump won. Guatemala people, they know. The world knows. And I want you to feel good that everybody's onto it. People want you to think that it's some secret. Don't you dare talk about this election was a cheat. Joe Biden got 82 million votes. And everybody knows the jig is up. That should make you feel absolutely fantastic. I feel good. She told Guatemalans, you will be turned back. Trump's policy. We're not going to let you in. And then she's trying to be wishy-washy on it, see, because she knows the problem that's already at the border. And by the way, she says, I might get down there. That is, after I get my hair did and my nails did and, you know, give me my mani-pedi and stuff and get a massage, maybe hit the beach, then I'll get down there. I'll get down there eventually. Because she's a cackler, you know. She laughs hard. Speaking from Guatemala's capital with its president at her side, Kamala Harris delivered a stark message to would-be migrants from Central America, saying they will be turned back if they attempt to cross the U.S. border illegally. Now, here's what's interesting. Great thing to say. Very vice presidential. Very much what anybody representing America should say. I can't be mad at her for that. I can be mad at her for all the other stuff, but I'm not going to be mad at her for saying what we want her to say. Now the question is, what are they doing? Did she mean it? Does she have any power to control it? The short answer is no. Harris, on her first foreign trip as vice president, also gently chided her host, Guatemalan President Alejandro Giammattei. He and other regional leaders, she said, must work to reduce poverty, violence, and corruption, and give their citizens a reason to stay in their home country, to create hope for citizens about their futures there. See, we've been talking about this for a long time over here. People ask me all the time, Kevin, what would you do about illegal immigration? Well, how would you fight the left? I would say the left are human traffickers. That's what they are. When they allow an open, porous border, and you've got America over here, so you've got this lush, lean green grass, and then you look across the way, and you've got nothing to graze on. Where do you want your cattle to be? If you were a free grazer and you're out of grass, what are you going to do? You're going to go over to the next place that has grass. That's the way the immigrants look at this. The shining city on the hill. So, When you look at all the money we've given to Mexico, Guatemala, El Salvador, etc., why haven't they made a success of it? So I would either say, you're going to figure out how to get your economy working, or we're going to quit giving you money, and we're going to slam shut our border, and we will protect it and enforce it. So make up your minds. Do you want our money and our help, or do you want nothing? Because, see, theft of those people, I say this all the time. Think about a child whose parent, a parent who says, you're going to go. I want you to go to freedom. And no matter what it takes, when you get there, it will be worth it. And they send their sons and their daughters are, and many times, raped. They talk about, they stopped the man from raping a young girl. Our guys did, in a helicopter, flying around and reporting to Mexican authorities. But long story short, they're willing to do that. And then they get here, and you know what they do? They put all that stuff behind them. They compartmentalize it, and they say, I made it. And then they're going to go out and try to be somebody. Typically. It hasn't been that way in recent years. But, I mean, just want you to understand. If a kid is willing, because let me put it to you another way that maybe I can make you understand it. If my parents said to me, Kevin, we can't do it here. You're going to need to leave and walk across, you know, the Sonoran Desert of thousands of miles and hope you get to the United States, and you could be molested, you could be killed, who knows? I'm going to say, no, I'm okay, I'm good. Send Kirk. Send my older brother. I'm not going. And I'm a mean-spirited little dude. In other words, I'm the guy that will go, all right, well, if somebody's got to do it for the family, I'll do it. But I'm not going. I'm going to go, no, absolutely not. At 13, 12 years old. So a person who would do that, imagine what they could bring to your culture if you left them there. If you gave them a real opportunity there. This is what I'm getting at. But, so she's chastising these guys. Kamala Harris is saying exactly what we want her to say. She says, I believe if you come to our border, you will be turned back. That seems kind of wishy-washy. So let's discourage our friends and neighbors or family members from embarking on what is otherwise an extremely dangerous journey. Which, the other thing I've said leftists do, is they willingly, willfully put these parents and these kids in harm's way, and then they blame us when we turn them around. They want us to be the bad guys. That's talk about projection. That's some serious projection. It is not our fault. It's their fault. You should never, nothing should be that bad that you can't leave as a family together, but not send your kids.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years. So it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Thursday's Consumer Price Index is bad news for the American people. We're paying a lot more for things we buy. The CPI jumped 5% since this time last year, the fastest pace since the summer of 2008. All eyes will be on the next report. It is scheduled to be released on July 13th from the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. JBS USA on Thursday announced it had paid hackers the equivalent of $11 million in ransom to resolve a cyber attack that forced the meat company to shut down. The payment was made in Bitcoin. The FBI believes the hackers are living on Russian soil. After 13 years of work, Canadian pipeline company TC Energy said on Wednesday it was formally ending its bid to build the Keystone XL pipeline project. The pipeline would have carried 800,000 barrels of oil per day from Alberta, Canada, to refineries in the Gulf Coast of America. USA Radio News. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton is under investigation for possible professional misconduct by the State Bar Association. Paxton is one of the most high-profile lawyers to face potential professional repercussions for using their role to try to help former President Trump expose possible voter fraud. President Biden, on his way to Europe this week, told reporters he was going to use his first foreign trip to make clear to Putin and to China that Europe and the United States are tight and the G7 is going to move. The problem, Germany and France don't appear to be on board when it comes to presenting a united front against China and Russia. Attorney General Merrick Garland told reporters that investigating the source of a massive leak of taxpayer information behind an article by ProPublica will be one of his top priorities. The article revealed that in recent years, despite their wealth, billionaires such as Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos, Tesla CEO Elon Musk, and businessman Michael Bloomberg and George Soros paid zero federal income taxes. USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kamala Harris gave out cookies from Air Force Two. I think they call them skankies. Yeah, pretty funny. Gave out cookies in her likeness based on the portrait that she had. That was her gift to the Guatemalan people when she got there. It didn't go over well. Social media kind of jumped on her. Unbelievable. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. No wonder that BLM guy quit. Quit BLM. No wonder so many Democrats are leaving the Democratic Party. I don't know if you know it, but you're the cool kids. Welcome, conservatives, to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. You are the cool kids. 844-551-8255. You're so cool, and you're so good at your parent. You say, hey, mom and dad, I'm going to throw a big party this weekend. They say, great, how can we help? That's what your parents do. They don't have to leave town and you know, have the typical little Hollywood deal where all the kids come over and wreck the house and all that stuff and bring a bunch of illegal liquor. Your parents say, no, have the party. No liquor if you're under 18, under 21, but have the party. Enjoy yourselves. Let's get you a DJ. Let's open up the pool. Yeah, they love it because you're the cool kids. People want to come over. No longer is, think about it, how fashionable it was to be one of the lefties, going out, getting drunk, and yelling whatever you want to do, whatever you want. Devil may care. Nope, you're the cool kids. Kamala Harris has to give out cookies and hoping that she's going to get them. John Kerry sends, when France got attacked, he brings over James Taylor to sing You've Got a Friend. They got posters fixing their numbers. They got the media fixing their numbers. They got social media banning different things that you can and cannot say. They got to fix everything because if they don't, nobody will stay on that side of the island, on the left side. They would all come over to hang out with you, the cool kids. Anyway, the other side is corrupt. They're double dealing. Hunter Biden in the news, man. We're going to talk about him. I don't even know if we'll get to talk about him today, the races. But we'll talk about Hunter. I want to talk about Chicago again. I don't know if I'll get to it today. But we got a lot to talk about. How about this story? A former top White House official teasing a major revelation about the corrupt Biden family and their foreign dealings. White House Chief of Staff former Mark Meadows suggested he may know more about the Biden's family's business dealings. Now, he's teasing a book deal. Mark Meadows is trying to get in on the money. But I do know that there is more to the story when it comes to Hunter Biden, and that's what he says. He says, it's amazing how Joe Biden and Hunter Biden actually had a quid pro quo, and to accuse President Trump of using his influence to enrich his family was just not accurate. See, I don't like when they do stuff like that. That's what we already know. You know, that's not salacious. He says, and now is what we're seeing, perhaps, is the real influence peddling that took place was by then President Joe Biden. And he was responding to the New York Post report on more materials from the laptop that was believed to have belonged to Hunter Biden. Not believed to be, we know it was. Indicating that Biden, the big guy, met with his Ukrainian, Russian, and Kazakhstani business associates at a dinner in D.C. in 2015 when Biden was VP and claimed that he wasn't meeting with them. So the Post reported about it. He said the dinner was on April the 16th. We talked about this earlier, but I want to put it in some other perspective. Held in the private garden room of Cafe Milano, where the most powerful people go. That's their catchphrase of that particular restaurant. The next day, Hunter gets this email from Vadim Pozharsky. I don't know if you say his name, but he's the executive of the Ukrainian energy company Burisma, thanking him for the introduction, thanking him for inviting him to D.C. to meet with his father and spend time together. So they're back in the news. And I don't know, folks, does this have China's fingerprints on it? Because I still believe that every time Joe Biden tries to talk tough with China, they send him a little bit of a message. They send another. We get another revelation about Hunter or something that's going on. But here's this story. Former Ukrainian prosecutor Yuriev Lysenko told former Obama State Department official George Kent he had been pitched by a Hunter Biden and Burisma-linked lobbying firm to give him access to high levels of the Clinton campaign in the weeks leading up to the 2016 presidential election. This is according to emails between the former Obama State Department officials that were obtained by Fox News. The lobbying firm, Blue Star Strategies, is reportedly under federal investigation for potential illegal lobbying. I'm all over the map because I know what I want to see. Lobbying. Politico first reported the investigation, which allegedly comes as the Justice Department is ramping up enforcement of foreign governments' efforts to influence U.S. politics. These efforts have been linked to work by Republicans, but the probe in the Blue Star also puts firms and operatives connected to the Democratic Party under the microscope. So let me tell you why they have to include the Republicans in that little exchange. Because they can't let you believe that it's the Democrats that are doing dirty work. They have to at least allude that the Republicans are involved too, so you don't take it quite as seriously. It's a very interesting technique. Because it's kind of like when they say, well, surely, Kevin, you can admit there's at least one racist in America. And you're like, or that racism exists in America, even if on a small scale. See, because that lessens the load of what they know you're going to say, which is, yeah, but on a large scale, it's not. But yeah, you have to admit, though, there's a legitimate problem for us to be fighting here. Well, they include the Republicans, and you go, oh, well, I mean, now it mitigates it. Well, if the Republicans are involved, I mean, we can't be looking at it too hard, because surely they're the good guys. What they don't understand is that we don't care about Republicans or Democrats or whatever. What we care about is the truth. If this probe catches Republicans, good. Listen up. Lefties, good. If this probe catches bad guys, I don't care what their politics are. Good. See, that's the difference between us and them. They got to water it down. Well, it's going to affect some Republicans, even though it will put the Democratic Party under the microscope. Are you kidding? We're talking about the Democrats. We're not talking about Republicans who did this. This is a lobbying firm that had been pitched by a Hunter Biden and Burisma-linked lobbying firm to get high access to the Hillary Clinton campaign because they thought Hillary was going to be the president. So this email got released last week. Former Deputy Assistant Secretary of State for Europe and Eastern Europe, George Kent, wrote a number of Obama administration officials about a meeting he had with the Ukrainian prosecutor, Yuri Lysenko, in September of 2016, and Blue Star Strategies. And you, look, go back and look at the Ukrainian stuff and Joe Biden connecting the dots and Biden saying, you know, if he was going to go with that investigation, well, I was going to take this $1 billion and go home. This is all the stuff that leads to everything that we're talking about. And for the record, if this were Republicans, that little note about the Democrats maybe still being involved wouldn't have been even mentioned. They'd be going after the Republicans, and rightfully so. They'd be going after Don Jr., and they'd be connecting the dots with the big guy. In this case, it would be Donald Trump. But because they've run this gauntlet of protection around the Bidens, you don't get to hear much about it. But you are, a little bit, here and there. It's leaking out. And it has the mind of this curious black man wondering, what's going on? How is it leaking out? There's a lot more in it to come on the Bidens. And I don't know whether Mark Meadows has anything. It doesn't even matter to me. Hunter Biden's going to be his own worst enemy, and so will Joe Biden ultimately. Because see, you can't have that many masters. You can't be serving that many masters. Eventually, there's going to be a conflict somewhere. And who's going to win? You want to know who's going to win? I know who's going to win. Y'all ready? The person with the most information is going to win. I think it's China. I think China, they talk about China having prostitutes, that Trump was dealing with prostitutes and all this other stuff. Evidence nobody ever produced. But let me tell you, the evidence against the Bidens is overwhelming. And whoever has the most is going to win. Joe Biden was selected not because he was the best candidate necessarily, because there were no good candidates. He was selected because he was the one who could be extorted the easiest. We all thought, well, he's VP, he's really stupid. None of that hurts. But he did it because he's the sellout, and they know where all the bones are buried. His philandering, all of it. If Joe Biden doesn't do the right thing, he is toast. And he loves his new position. Same with Kamala, his number two, sister girl. More when we come back on Hunter.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you have recurring prescription costs that are hundreds of dollars a month, I'm about to do you a huge favor. We have an A-plus rated Better Business Bureau partner who is a personal friend of mine. He got my father-in-law hundreds of dollars of reductions in his ongoing medical costs for prescription drugs. That number has gone from $210 a month to over $700 a month, and my father-in-law only pays a $60 fee for those meds. Never pay full price for your prescription meds again, folks. You deserve to save this money, and this service really works. Visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/kevperks. Next, submit the free form, and Jeff's team will call you and get you help. You can also call for more information, 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013. So start saving that money right away. Put it back in your bank account and tell a few friends. They'll be happy.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I want to talk about something else that has bubbled up. The Daily Mail says that it has gotten these texts that it says are back and forth between Hunter Biden and his attorney using the N-word. Donald Trump Jr. tweets this. Try to imagine one of the Trump kids dropping the N-word. Real quote from Hunter. And then he uses one of the quotes from the text with the hashtag racist Hunter, Jason, which is trending tonight.
Well, it's disgusting. It is racist. Now, Joe, his father, and granted, it's a father and son situation, but Joe Biden calls Hunter Biden the smartest person on the planet. I understand he's had some serious, serious addiction problems, but that still does not excuse the underlying question, which is, what was Hunter Biden doing in Ukraine, in China? What was Joe Biden doing at the same time while he was the vice president? What's going on with Hunter Biden and taking millions of dollars from foreign interests while his dad is in the highest of political office. That is still there. But these emails, they're disgusting. And it's a shameful that we even have to talk about them. But he wrote them, so they're going to be out there.
I mean, we are having this conversation about race, about, you know, language, about things that people say. I mean, we just talked about Senator Manchin being accused of being racist because of the way he plans to vote. And now we have these texts of Benny Johnson tweeting this. Weird how everyone who screamed about racism and white supremacy for the last 4 years are completely silent about members of the first family, Hunter Biden, using the N-word multiple times along with racist stereotypes and memes. Isn't this what you have been waiting for? I mean, Leslie, isn't there pressure on those who've been out there saying, listen, we got to talk about these difficult issues, even if it's one of their own, that they have to be willing to come out and publicly denounce this.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Whatever Leslie said after that was going to be nonsense. Jason Chaffetz, horrible guest on this topic. See, this is where I look at Fox News and I go, what did he say? Well, listen, it's one thing about these tweets, but, you know, there's all these connections to Ukraine and all this other stuff. He had an opportunity to actually hammer Hunter Biden is a racist, marginalizing black people, and he's going over to Ukraine. And then he makes some stupid comment like, man, I mean, that's what really, you know, this is all about. I know, Fox, you miss me. Because, see, what I would have said is, see, this is exactly the type of thing the Democrats don't want you to know. It's one thing for Hunter Biden to joke around and say, yeah, man, I grew up around brothers. I know how to talk in a vernacular. It's a whole other for him to, if you watch what he says, everything he says is derogatory towards blacks. It isn't highbrow black. Look, when I talk about black folks, I talk like this. I do the, I act like one of my uncles who's uneducated. I can do it because you know what? I know the full spectrum of blackness. And, oh, by the way, I don't buy into political correctness. I know that blacks can be as dumb as the most ignorant hillbilly redneck on the street, or they can be as smart as any of the more bourgeois white folks I've met in my lifetime, or the most brilliant scientist. I know them all. Okay? But what Hunter Biden does in the time of wokeness, where he wouldn't even, I can guarantee you, his father would have said, my son would never use the N-word. My son would never do this. He would tell you how great Hunter was and how he raised his children right and blah, blah, blah. It would be a blatant lie. And oh, just for the record, it's a lie with most people. My son's friends. My son better not have any kids. My son's friends, he comes home literally every day from school saying, yeah, Dad, let me tell you what one of my friends said. And it'll be some racist comment. It'll be his black buddies. It'll be his Hispanic buddies. And I go, what did you say? And he'll tell me what he said racist back to them. None of them can get away with it. Now, in our family, we're not politically correct. So there you go. But the Bidens and the leftists, they all want you to be, they're purer than driven snow. So that's the problem here. The double standard. Donald Trump Jr. said it best. What if I'd said the stuff this guy was saying? So here's one of the exchanges. In December 13, 2018, they said, he asked the Chicago-based corporate attorney, George Maziers, how much money do I owe you? Before adding, because N-word, you better not be charging me Hennessy rates. So, Hennessy, you know, the drink of choice of black folks, not a cheap liquor. You know, that's what he's referencing. And he calls him the N-word. And then Maziers, who's a white guy, goes, that made me snarf my coffee. He goes, I just made that phrase up, by the way, adding, I should have had your lineage. And then Maziers says, apparently you do. And then Biden responded, that's what I'm saying, N-word. Yeah, he freely is dropping these N-word bombs. And then they said a month later, in a more serious exchange, Hunter, you know, Maziers is trying to have a serious exchange. And this one's even more interesting because he says, he's talking about the persecution of him. You're like, are they going to keep digging? Are they going to keep looking? And he says, you know, he's talking about searching for this. And I don't want to read the whole thing to you because it doesn't really matter. But the guy gets upset because he's talking about unconditional love. He says, oh, my God. He goes, OMG, N-word, did you just... A fictional character from the imagination of the collective frightened, and my dead brother's unconditional love is what I should rely on, and my kids aren't children, George? And he writes, my parents' love was conditioned. So next, Hunter writes, my penises of late have been unconditional, and he put a little apostrophe on the word penis. And then the guy writes, that's why we are searching. And then Hunter writes, for my penis? And then the guy writes, and we will always be searching. And he goes, it's big penis, George. They always find it. And I only love you because you're black. And then George writes, it's so annoying when you interject with frivolity. So again, look, I understand people make racial jokes. They joke about, boys joke about their penises a lot. There's always the thing of the myth, and Hunter's obviously pretending that he's a black man and he's part of the myth and whatever else. I get all that. But all I can tell you is, if any of this were the Trump kids, it would be handled differently. If any of this were practically any conservative's kid, it could be Rand Paul's kid, it would be handled differently. And what's most interesting to at least the people that I've been talking to the story about is how little media coverage is getting that Hunter's dropping N-bombs. That's cancel culture. Now, do we need to recap everything that this crackhead has had in his charmed life, this white privileged life, that everybody on the left seems to ignore? The fact that he got kicked out of the Navy because he's a drug addict. He gets pulled over because he's high on coke. He goes to rehab that apparently he doesn't finish. He marries his brother's widow, whom he divorces because he ends up getting a prostitute slash stripper, whatever, pregnant. He doesn't claim the baby. I mean, stop me anywhere where you get where the Trump kids get the same kind of treatment or any other conservative for that matter. Just stop me. He then gets involved with his father, flying 28 times from a government Air Force base, jumping on private planes to go to different countries. He's connected to Ukraine, the Chinese, and the Russians, two of whom are mortal enemies to the United States. He admits publicly that he's in cahoots, in business, with the head of the Chinese spy organization. He's gotten $3.5 million from Russian oligarchs. He's getting $83,000 plus per month from Ukraine. And the Chinese are in bed with him business-wise, and we're not supposed to take a look. And on top of all of that, as if that's not enough, on top of it, he's dropping N-bombs in tweets and other stuff. What else are we going to discover? Oh, that's right. He has a propensity for sleeping with prostitutes. Probably is involved in sex trafficking, even underage sex trafficking of Asian girls. He's probably compromised by the Chinese to such a degree that his dad is now compromised and the United States government is compromised. But we're not supposed to take a look. Mm-hmm. It's just amazing to me. I don't know what else does he say about this? It's not anything that we're talking about that's new, but, and by the way, you know Hunter, I don't think he's a racist, by the way, but I think that he's a hypocrite and so is the left. I'll leave it there.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.